this way.
Been a wonderful time in the Lord already. That our hearts have been made to feel. We're thankful for it. Thankful for the singing and the Sunday school hour. I don't know about you, but I look forward to those times when we get to come to the house of the Lord. And I get excited about the opportunity that the Lord has given us. And I think about all the people that would love to be here this morning. Not only those of our own community that's not able physically, but those in other countries that would love to have the opportunity that we have to be able to come and to be in this place free and to worship God freely. How many people would trade you this morning for this opportunity? And how many of us, a lot of times I know from my own experience, how many of us have woke up and thought, well, you know, I just don't know about going to church this morning. I just don't know if I'm going to go or not. Nothing wrong with us. Just get that idea in your mind and think, well, I just stay at home today. Won't nobody miss me. Won't nobody care if I'm there or not. But the Lord cares. He cares. And not only that, He's worthy of you to come and praise Him. He's worth you getting up and putting forth just a little bit of effort to get to the house of the Lord. And not just enjoy just the good singing and preaching and the what a lot of people call the 11 o'clock hour. But He provides us, and our church provides, with Sunday school hour and Sunday night services and Wednesday night services. And what a joy it is to be able to come and to meet together and assemble together. And I thought about this as I asked Brother Brent to come and pray for us. I thought about the time in school when I didn't want to go to church, when I didn't want to go be around God's people, and I avoided my family and my sister and my brother-in-law and their friends, and I avoided them because I wasn't in the will of God, and I didn't want to go to church, and I didn't want to get in the altar and pray with God's people, and I didn't want to hear everybody talk and sing. I didn't want none of that, Brother Leroy. I wanted to be away from that because I was not where I needed to be. But ever since I've gotten right with the Lord, there's a desire to want to be there. There's a desire to want to come. Now, don't get me wrong. In the flesh, there's times when I let my flesh say, you know what, won't you just rest a little bit? Won't you just stay at home? But in the spirit, I want to be here. In those times that I don't feel real good or whatever, and I come on anyway, it ain't long till I get to feeling pretty good. It ain't long till that bad feeling just goes away and I get to enjoying the goodness of God, because what does He do? He reminds me of where I used to be and where I am today and what He's done for me. This holiday season that we've just passed through this past week, the time of Thanksgiving, someone posted on Facebook the handwritten letter of declaration of observance of Thanksgiving by George Washington. And I read that thing and I thought, boy, our government is far away from what this man wrote. Our society today is far away. Everything that he wrote about being thankful unto our Maker, our Creator, our God, who has given us all things freely. And he talked about that, and he talked about our great nation and how thankful we ought to be for the goodness of God and His hand of prosperity upon our nation. And boy, if we're not more so today, I don't know anything, but I'm thankful for what God has done for us. We ought to be a thankful people. We ought to desire to go to church just to thank Him for what He has done for us. And that ought to be the intent of our heart as we meet out together to worship this morning. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate the goodness again of the Lord, and I appreciate the opportunity that He's given unto us. I know where I could be. I know the things that I've done in my past, and I know where He's brought me from. I'm thankful that all my hope is in Jesus, and because of that, all my sins are gone. They're gone. They're in the yesterday of my life, and now I'm in the today of my life, and I'm thankful for what God has done for me in this day and time and this hour. It's good to have you here. If you're visiting with us, we want you to make yourself at home. Do that the Lord bids you to do. And I hope and pray that you'll just enjoy yourself this morning. If you need to come and pray at any moment or time during the service, you just come on. We don't want you to wait. There's no specific time, even though we do try to have a time of prayer at the end of the service. An altar call, the altars are always open, and we want you to just be mindful unto the Lord and be obedient unto Him. If you'll do that, you can leave saying that it was good to be here today. If you do it not, listen, if you do it not, you be not obedient unto the Spirit of God, and you don't move and you don't do what God asks you to do, then you'll leave in the same shape that you come, and maybe even a little bit worse. But everybody today can leave better than what they come. Everybody can leave better than what they come if you'll just be obedient unto the Lord. 1 John, going to read out of 1 John. You pray for us. We're still fighting this cough a little bit. And many of you are, and I understand that. We've went through it for about three and a half weeks now, and went and got two different shots, and I think I'm on the end of it. I think they finally kicked it for me, and I feel a lot better, but we do desire your prayers this morning that we could get out of ourselves and the Lord would move on us, and we could hear from heaven this morning. Now, you pray, again, right out of the bottom of your heart. 1 John, the first chapter. We like to read you here, beginning in that first chapter, the first verse. John said, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shew unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we've heard of Him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us." And let us pray at this time. Lord, we thank You for this time and this opportunity. Thank You again for these that have gathered together. Thank You, Lord, this morning for the Word of God. We thank You, God, for that You've laid upon our heart, the portion of Scripture that You've directed us to this morning, Lord. And I humbly pray now, God, that You'd help us for a little while, that we might get out of ourselves, and Lord, in those things that You've had, let us think on those things that You've brought to our remembrance, and if they be needful, if they be necessary today, and that this would be the time, God, that You'd bring them to our remembrance, and let us preach that of the Word of God today, that it might help us together, Lord, not only us together, but those that are on the outside, looking in, that desire to be saved. God, I pray that this would be the good time and the good hour
wherein that did come to know ye, in the free pardon of sin, and be saved by the grace of God. Lord, again, go with us, lead, guide, direct us in the midst of this service. And whatever's accomplished, we'll thank you and we'll praise you for it. For we ask it in the lovely name of Jesus. And for Christ's sake, we humbly pray. Amen and amen. Now you pray for us for just a few minutes. Brethren, we'd like our best to give you that. We feel like the Lord has laid on our heart. Brethren, you listen. The Bible said that they had seen. John said, we've seen. Thank God we've heard. We've looked upon and even handled. The word of life. Listen. For it was given unto them, manifested unto them, and bear witness and showed unto us that eternal life, brethren, which was with the Father and was given to them. And verse 3, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, amen, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. And these things he said write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Amen and amen. Brother, listen. And this then, he said, is the message that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Amen and amen. Brother, I want to talk to you this morning for just a few minutes. God be our helper. And you pray for us, and our voice will hold out. Brother, I hate to miss church. I hate it. Brother, I don't like to be sick. Wednesday night, brother, I'd been to the doctor Wednesday morning and got a shot. Brother, I thought maybe it'll give me a little juice, and I'll be able to go to church tonight. I had every intention of going to Pine Grove, where Mom and Daddy is having that Thanksgiving service. But couldn't go. And was miserable. And ever since then, I've had a desire for Sunday to get here. Brother, I wanted to feel good for Thursday. I wanted to eat turkey and dressing and cranberry salt and all the fixings and all that. I did. But Brother Carl, I couldn't wait to get to church. Amen. I was thinking about Sunday. I long about Thursday. Brother, because I'd miss Wednesday. And you'll say, preacher, I don't hardly ever feel that way. If you ever have to miss and don't want to, brother, there'll be a great desire to get back. Amen. Brother, listen. I want to talk to you this morning. God being our helper, if I can. Brother, listen about this great fellowship. That's what I want to preach on. This great fellowship that was given unto you and me. Thank God. Listen. I enjoyed getting together with the family on Thursday. Brother, I enjoyed seeing some that we don't always get to see. Brother, I enjoyed being able to talk to them and converse with them and talk with them about many different things. Listen. And that was a kind of, I guess, fellowship there. But brother, listen. There's nothing like the fellowship that I have with believers in Christ. Amen. There've been times, Brother Steve, where I've been asked to go to a church where I don't know anybody. I'm not acquainted with any soul there except maybe the pastor. But Brother Tony, brother, they'll sing a few songs that I know, and I'll sing with them, and all of a sudden something will start to happen, and brother, there'll be something going on, and brother, after after a while, the preaching will go on. And brother, the Spirit of God, during the singing and the preaching, brother will let me know that I'm acquainted with them folk. I may not know my name, but there's something about them, brother, we share something, and that is that glorious great fellowship that John was talking about here that is in Christ Jesus today. Amen. And brother, I thought about all the meetings that I've been a part of over my life. I thought about all the times that I've gathered out together with different people. And brother, listen, I thought about the times we've met at the ball field or the ball court or maybe there at the schoolhouse for a learning session. Listen, but ain't none of them done nothing for me. I like what this fellowship has done. Amen. Oh, John was writing to them. And he said this. He said that this eternal life that was in God was manifested unto us. And he said, listen, we've both seen it. And now we declare it unto you that you may also join in this fellowship. You know what the problem is in a lot of churches in our land and day and time? They're happy with who's there. Their family's there. And as long as they're there, they're okay. And could care less if anybody else comes in. But John said, I'm writing unto you this wonderful eternal life. And you have the same fellowship that we've got today. Amen. You know what John wanted? He wanted somebody else to join in. He wanted somebody else to enjoy. I wasn't here when they first started the church, but I don't believe they were. Brother, listen, exclusion. Brother, I don't believe they excluded people. I don't believe they said, listen, we're going to close the doors at a certain time and not let nobody else come in. If they ain't got the same last name as us, if they don't, brother, if they don't look like us, if they're not from our community, then we're not going to let them in. No, I don't believe that's what they did. Or else, how else would we have become what we are today? Brother, just a handful of folks started, but now look at where we are. Thank God, you know what we're to have. Not only a desire to be in the fellowship, but to have others come in with us. Brother, that's what God has called us to be. Witness of the fellowship that we have in Him today. Amen. He said that God is light. But prior to Him saying that, He said, these things write I unto you, that your joy may be full. And brother, what was He talking about? That fellowship that they had. That communion that they didn't have outside of Christ. That joy that come only from knowing Jesus. And brother, He said, I've written these things that your joy might not be halfway there, but that it might be full today. Amen. You don't know why so many people's joy ain't full? They're not in the fellowship. Huh? They're not in the fellowship. They're more worried about themselves. They're more worried about the things that are going on in life. And brother Daniel, they're more worried about what they can get from it and how it directly impacts them instead of the fellowship. Brother, I'm telling you, when Brother Brent called me yesterday or texted me and asked me if we was having service, I just got through thinking about him and his family. I don't know if I'd seen it on Facebook or what, one of them's birthday, but I was thinking about him. You know how you do. And then he texted text me. I said, "Brother, I was just thinking about y'all." And brother, my mind went to the fellowship. Now, I've known them outside of church. I've seen them outside of church. But my fondest memories ain't outside of church. No, sir. My fondest memories are when the Spirit of God begins to move and the Spirit of God begins to reveal Himself. And that fellowship that I have with them. I started thinking about you and thinking about others and I've been in meeting with. And brother, there at the house, I had to turn the TV off. I had to turn the noise off. And I just had to thank God for the fellowship that He's given me. Hey, man, had to thank Him for just a little while for the fellowship that I have in Christ Jesus. Brother, you listen, I can't but picture about old John here and him trying to persuade them. Brother, listen. And he said, "I'm writing this unto you that your joy may be full." And then he said, "This is the message, that God is light. And in Him is no darkness at all." You'd think people would shout just reading that verse of Scripture, wouldn't you? That when we come to the realization that there's no darkness in Him at all, but He is light. I thought about them Gaithers putting out them videos years ago. An old black boy, Jesse Dixon, got up and sung, "He is the light." Amen. And he said, "Walk in the light." And brother, you know what? My fellowship ain't outside in dark places, but my fellowship's on the inside. My fellowship is in the light. And brother, when I'm walking in the light, I enjoy the fellowship of God today. Amen. I see that old boy. Bible said that they tried many times how to capture him and bind him. But he'd just break them old binds. He'd break them shackles. And the Bible said that he made his living up there among the tombs. And that he cut himself and scraped himself. And they called him a crazy man. And they had tried to help him in many different ways. I don't know what fellowship they had brought to him, but none of it had made any difference, Brother Steve. And brother, they had come to him before in a group and a company. And no doubt probably some good men in that company. And no doubt they had their own ways of thinking about dealing with that crazy man. But then the Bible said Jesus came on the scene and brother spoke to this man. Y'all know the story. And the next time we see him, he's not naked and cut up. But the Bible said he was clothed and in his right mind. And he wanted to keep fellowshipping with God. Huh? He is just a crazy man a few minutes ago. But Jesus began to leave that country and he said, "Let me go with you." Hey, man. He didn't want to be around nobody. And brother, he was happy being alone. He was happy being up there in the graveyard among the dead. Why? Because he was dead. But when life came to him, what did John say? He said, "In him was life, and the life was the light of man." I believe when them boys showed up and seen him clothed, they saw a light in him today. Hey, man. Yes, sir, they did. Yes, sir. Walking in the light. And brother, he wanted to stay in the light, didn't he? And brother, listen, he wasn't the only one that wanted to stay in it. But the Bible said that old Paul and Silas had brother thrown into the inner court long about the midnight hour, began to pray and sing. And brother, listen, listen. And the Bible said that the old jailer that had beaten them just a few hours prior, brother, after the great earthquake came, and he was about to kill himself, and they said, "Sir, do thyself no harm." The Bible said he called for a light. Yeah, brother, he called for it. Tony, I know I was talking about an old lantern, but he was calling for the right thing. When he got in there, he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved today?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ." And they said, "Not only you, but your house can get it too." Hey, man. And you know what? The Bible said he took them that same very hour and washed their stripes and was baptized, him and his whole household. Amen. It was still night there in their house, but a great light had shone down around them, and they was having fellowship, Tony. Amen. Yeah, they was. A man that had just beaten them just a few hours early now was singing and praying with them. Hey, man, what would you have done? I tell you what I'd have done. I'd probably want to fight him. I'm just being honest with you. I'd probably want to get back at him for him laying them stripes to me. But not Paul and Silas. Brother, there's a heaven fellowship with him. Why? Because he is in the light of God today. Hey, man. Brother, hey, you know why I love you? You know why it don't matter what you do? And brother, in this life, and brother, it ain't gonna change the fact that I love you. My cousin one time was talking bad one to another, and we was getting ready to have a little fight, so to speak. He reached up and spit right in my face. And brother, you'd think I would never forgive him for that. And we did do a little squabble there in the yard. But nowadays, you know what? And brother, I still love him. Even though he spit right in my face. Why? Because there's been a fellowship made between us. It goes beyond this natural life. I've seen the light. And he is God. You know what? Was it Peter? I think it was. That wrote about. See if I can find it real quick. I don't want to quote it wrong or say it wrong. And I may not be able to find it. Yeah. He said, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now obtained mercy." Thank God. You know what? I'm going to say this right quick. We should have come to church today shouting, amen and amen. Brother, we should have come in the church shouting. Why? Because the praise of God should be continually on our lips for what he's done for us today. Amen. Preacher, you didn't come in shouting. You're right, I'm in there with you. I'm in the same boat you in. I come in like this. Tight-lipped. Wondering who's going to sing. Wondering who's going to show up to Sunday school. What? Yeah. I got down to my class and there wasn't nobody there. You know what I thought, Brother Tony? What I get up for? I'm being honest with you. That's what I said. I said, what'd I get up for? Ain't nobody here. Huh? Look at the church now, though. Pretty full. Don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. I thought, what did I get up so early for and rush to get here? Hey, listen, y'all know I got a ticket the other day. I passed 3 cops today. I was going the right speed limit. Did not one of them pull me over. Didn't get pulled over at all. I was abiding the law. But a guy here went down there, abided the law now. Thought, boy, I've done a good job. I got there. We had our morning part. Went down to my room. Door was closed. Usually there's a few in there already. I opened it up, dark on the inside. And I thought, I wanted to fellowship with you. I had a desire to fellowship with you. But where are you? Where are you? In a minute, a couple trickled in. We had a few in Sunday school. And it was good. I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it? I enjoyed it. I'd like for the room to have been full, Brother Bruce. I'd like for me to have had to report that I had more than the women's class. I've been trying for that ever since I started that Sunday school class, ain't I, Brother Jim? I ain't made it yet. But I've been trying to have more than them. That's what I wanted. But you know what? With them 3 or 4 that we did have, you know what we had? Fellowship. For the first few minutes, we talked about some things, you know, just life in general. But then all of a sudden, we got down to the book. We opened the book and we began to read in the book. And we began to talk about the book. And all of a sudden, there was a sweetness come into that room that wasn't really there prior. It was the sweetness of the fellowship of God's Spirit. And there was a joy when I come out of that room. I come up them stairs kind of bouncy, thinking, we're fixing to go worship. Yeah, we're fixing to go worship. And got in here and seen the house pretty full. And I said, thank you, Lord, that's good. Now let us go and worship. Let us fellowship in the Spirit. And some of you are going to leave today and you ain't got a thing. You hadn't fellowshipped yet. You hadn't got in there. You hadn't joined in. You said, I'm not going to do it. I don't like that song they sung. I wish Brother Josh had had a different preacher preach. Maybe he should ask Brother Brent. Maybe I should have. But again, what we've got to get to is the point of fact is, what is our fellowship built on? Is it built on the fact that we're buddies? Is it built on the fact that you like me and I like you? No. What is our fellowship built on? What did he say? What did he say it was built on? That we've seen, that we've heard, that we've handled of the Word of God, that come from God, which is eternal life. He said, this I've written to you, that your joy may be full, that we may have fellowship one with another. Can I be real honest with you? There's some of you showed up today because we're eating after service. It's the truth. You might as well be honest. There's some showed up today because we're eating after the service. We're having our Christmas dinner. And listen, I don't want you to walk away mad because I said that. This is what I want you to get. But God had different things in mind for you today. He sent this word about our fellowship. I'd say we got a pretty good fellowship, don't you? I've told you before that this is the best church in the whole wide world. And if I didn't feel that way, I'd go somewhere else. But I believe it is, Brother Tony. And you know why it's so good? Because of our fellowship. We can get beyond our differences.
We can get beyond our troubles and we can have fellowship. Did y'all hear that choir this morning? Did y'all hear them? Sounded like angels to me, didn't it, Brother Carl? Amen. I thought about Brother Carl's smile. How happy he was to be here. And some of you take for granted the opportunity to come. Here he has been sick, not been able to come a lot, and just a smile on his face. You know why? Because he just wanted to be in fellowship one more time. Just one more time, Brother Bruce, if I could just be in fellowship one more time. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. I love my friends. I love my family, but there ain't nothing like the church. Nothing like the fellowship that I enjoy with you. What about it this morning? I don't know your heart. I don't know your mind. I feel like that's all God would have us to say. Say, come get a verse of some song. There's other places in the Scripture. One writer talked about until the day star would arise in their lives. Until that light, that great light would shine in their own lives. That day star, that Christ, that man, until he would rise up in their lives. I thought about the time when they were coming out of Egypt. It was a darkness that had fell over them. And they come up through the Red Sea, and the Bible said on the next few moments of time, it said, and when the morning appeared, this is after the Red Sea had closed and had wiped away the Egyptians, it said, and when the morning appeared, they saw their deliverance. Oh, Nicodemus, the Bible thought about him. I got several places, and I'm not going to get to all of them, but I'm just going to try to hit some of the highlights right quick. Oh, Nicodemus, you know what it said about him, Brother Carl? It said that he came to the Lord by night. He did. He come in darkness. And I know it was physically night. I understand that. But there was a great light that night, I believe, that shone down around him. You believe Nicodemus got saved? I do. I do, because the next two places in the Scriptures, you'll find him. You'll find him defending the Lord in the courts. And the next place you find him is at the cross. I believe he got it. He came by night. He came in darkness. But oh, the light had shone down round about him. Listen, I want to encourage you this morning to walk in the light. Walk in this fellowship. It's not just when we come together on Sunday, but I think about you on Monday and about our fellowship. And on Tuesday, and this past Wednesday, I thought about you. And I thought about not being able to be in service with you and how that pained me. But I felt like that I was possibly contagious and I didn't want to be around anybody. But oh, the joy that I had this morning when I got up. My clock was set for 5:45, but I woke at about 5:20. I was already excited about getting up and coming to the house of the Lord. I laid down there and thought about church and waited for that alarm to go off. And I thought about this service today and about the time of fellowship that we would share together. And I began to pray for each one and each life. And those of you that are here that are in need and those that I didn't know would show up that have a need. And I said, Lord, but most of all, I pray for them of our church that's lost. And church, we've got some that are lost, that need to be saved. And I said, Lord, let us present it such a way today that they see our fellowship and they desire to have what we've got. So if you're here this morning and you're lost and you've never been saved, we've presented this great fellowship to you this morning. What a joy it is to be a part of. I would to God you'd desire to have this fellowship with us. Right now you're on the outside, you're lost, and you feel so away from everything that goes on in the church. and you'd love to be a part of it. What must I do, preacher, to be saved? I'll tell you the same thing Paul told him. He said, believe on the Lord Jesus. That's what you need to do. Believe on Him. Trust Him with all your heart. Listen, there may be some of you this morning that have believed on the Lord and are saved, but you've not enjoyed fellowship in a long time. You've been cold and indifferent, and you've let other things bother you. You've let things keep you away from this fellowship and the joy that it is to be a part of. This morning you can get those things made right, and you can be back part of this great fellowship. I'll tell you this, and we'll stand and we'll sing. Got a boy that's moved into our school, 6'6", 6'7", basketball player. Everybody's excited about him. He joined the basketball team and played in our first game, and boy, done a wonderful job, and boy, all the boys was excited because he's a big boy, you know. But then he didn't keep his grades up, Brother Carl, and he got suspended from the team. Missed about 4 weeks of playing with us. And he'd come to the game and he'd be on the bench with us, but he was clothed totally different than the rest of us. We all had on our uniforms and everything, and you could tell he stood out like a sore thumb, big old tall boy. And everybody would ask me, the other coach asked me, what about that boy? And I'd have to tell him, well, he's not made the grade. I never said this, but this is what I'm going to say. He's outside of our fellowship right now. He's not able to be a part of what we're doing. He can't come to practice. He can come to the games and be here, but he's really not a part of what we're doing. The other day, the grade report come out, and he'd been working real hard. He come to me after school. He said, Coach, I got my grades up. I'll be able to play now. Boy, you should have seen the smile on his face. You say, what's that got to do with anything? There's some of you that's on the outside of the fellowship today. You're here, but you just don't fit in. And it's been a long time since you have, because you ain't joined in the fellowship and the worship and the joy of the Lord. Have you been working on your grade? Have you been working to get yourself back in the fellowship of God? Listen, I'm going to tell you what you can do today to make the grade. Just ask God's forgiveness. Ask Him to help you with whatever it is you've been having trouble with. And you'll be amazed. You'll be able to say to the coach, I've made the grade. I'm going to be able to join the team back and be a help to you. Listen, he didn't start. I hadn't started in the last few games. And he's starter worthy. I mean, but he got to make his way back over some ground that he's lost. He ain't starting for me, but he has got to play a little bit. And some of you have been outside of fellowship for a while. And today, God is wanting to bring you back into that fellowship. Let you have an opportunity today. What about it? What about it? Old Paul wrote this about old John Mark when they'd had their fallout. You remember? And they wanted to go on their second missionary journey. And old Barnabas said, let's take John Mark. And Paul said, no, I don't believe he'll be good for it. Remember, he left us over there. I can't do it. And Barnabas said, well, I'll take him. You get somebody else. And Paul went with Silas and later on met up with Timothy. You remember that? But at the end of Paul's life, he wrote to somebody about bringing him his cloak and his garment. And he said, don't forget the parchments. And then he wrote this. He said, and bring old John Mark with you. He said, he's profitable unto me for the gospel. They had a falling out, but Paul didn't ever forget him. I believe Paul prayed for him. You can believe what you want to. I believe old Paul wanted to have that fellowship one more time with old John Mark. He said, bring John Mark with you. I'd love to see him. What about it today? Maybe you're on the outside looking in and like to get back in the fellowship. You can come this morning. Would you stand with us? Would you sing? Would you come? Let God have His way in your heart and your life. Get back in the fellowship today.